This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We do thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. And we trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. And I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Our Heavenly Fathers, we bow before you. We thank you for just being good to us, loving us, Lord. Thank you for the good grace of God. We ask you today just to help us, Lord, during this time that we're living in. We need you more than anything else. We come to you, Lord. We depend upon you, Father. Lord, and we do ask you today, Lord, to bless the listeners, bless this broadcast, Father, for Jesus' sake. Lord, we're here for one purpose, and that's to uplift the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. Lord, I'm so very glad for your darling son who come and gave his life for old Gentile dog like myself, and I thank you today. Lord, and once again, I do pray for these listeners. I pray you'd bless them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. I ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria where they feed the children daily. And if you would, please continue to pray for the missionary work in Romania, Bulgaria, the Ukraine, and all around the world. But these are the places that we're most affiliated with, and, you know, that's kind of what's on our heart. We don't mean to leave any other missionary out or anything like that, but those are the areas that the Lord birthed into our hearts and a work over there. And so we're thankful for that. Please pray for those missionaries and pray that God give them strength, the courage, and the spirit that they need to carry out the work. And we're just so grateful for your support and your financial support and the prayers and everything else that you've done and been part of this ministry. I do want to take just a minute and give you our mailing addresses. I ask you to write us this week if you can. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing to you.
I've read in the Bible that God so loved sinners that he let his son die in our place. Paid the price for their sins on the old cross of Calvary. Thank the Lord for his marvelous, wonderful grace.
Thank God
there's a bridge or the river, and we'll see the Redeemer's sweet face.
With him
we shall reign there forever. Thank the Lord for his marvelous, wonderful grace. I've read how he said, let your heart not be troubled, for I go to prepare you a place.
Streets of
gold, gates of pearl, and its walls are of jasper. Thank the Lord for his marvelous, wonderful grace.
Thank God
there's a bridge or the river, and we'll see the Redeemer's sweet face.
With him
we shall reign there forever. Thank the Lord for his marvelous, wonderful grace. I've read how he said, your heart not be troubled, for I go to prepare you a place.
Streets of
gold, gates of pearl, and its walls are of jasper. Thank the Lord for his marvelous, wonderful grace.
Thank God
there's a bridge or the river, and we'll see the Redeemer's sweet face.
With him
we shall reign there forever. Thank the Lord for his marvelous, wonderful grace.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's good, wasn't it? Yeah, I was thinking of, while he's singing that, let not your heart be troubled. There shouldn't be anybody in here with a troubled heart tonight. And if there is, you ought to get it fixed up. You can get it fixed up, but if you want to, you can get it fixed up. If your heart's troubled and there's something bothering you, God will take care of it. Why, you ought to be the happiest people on the earth. I mean the happiest of anybody. We're living in the best day of anybody. We're living in the day of grace. With everything paid for in full. No requirements whatsoever. I mean, everything is okay. I mean, it's all finished. And this is something. It sure is. You have your Bibles? Turn with me to Romans chapter 4 and verse 1. What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. If you're working, it's not grace. You owe something. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
So you can pray anytime you want to. Hear these fellas say, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me pray, but you ain't got none.
Amen.
Your iniquities are forgiven.
Amen.
And your sin, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin.
Amen.
Mark it against him. That's what it's saying.
Amen.
Well, I want to talk to you just a few minutes about Abraham believed God.
Amen.
Now, Abraham believed God. And it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now, I seen something a while ago, and I haven't had time to study it out, but Abraham believed God in chapter 15 of the book of Genesis. Now, I mean, you don't have to really turn there, but I'm going to read it to you, and you can take my word for it. The Bible said in chapter 15 of the book of Genesis, in verse 6, and he believed in the Lord, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now, you know what Abraham done, and boy, this stunned me when I saw it. Abraham, in chapter 12, left his country, left his kinfolks, left everything he had, and followed God. In another chapter after that, Abraham took his servants, and his soldiers, rather, and he went down there and whipped that crowd in Sodom and Gomorrah and brought Lot back and set him down in his own place. And a few other things happened. But then one day Abraham said in chapter 15, I want to read just a little bit of that. And the Lord, after he'd come back and met Melchizedek in chapter 14, in chapter 15, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision. Now the word of the Lord came to him in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Now remember, Abraham believed God in the extent that he went with God, but he hadn't believed in God yet. He hadn't believed in, there's no child involved. This is what I seen a while ago. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, Lord, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the stewardess of my house is Eleazar in Damascus. And Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy loins and thy bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, "Look now toward the heavens and tell the stars if thou art able to number them." And he said unto him, "So shall thy seed be." And he believed in the Lord, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now God is saying here to him, the Lord is saying, now your child's not your Savior, but there's going to come one out of you that is going to be, and there has to be a child. And when you believe in that child, then Abraham, and he did, and Abraham believed in him, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now listen, leaving all you've got ain't going to get you saved. Becoming a Hebrew, Abraham did, and it didn't still get him in. He had to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He had to believe that there was a child coming. He had to believe in the Son of God. He had to believe in the Savior of the world. He had to believe that God's going to give me a child. Honey, if God has never given Jesus to you, put him in your heart, you'll still go to hell. All the good things you've done ain't got nothing to do with it. You got to believe in Jesus. All of the leaving what you've got, doing good things, fighting for your nephew, and all the rest of it ain't got nothing to do with it. You got to say, "Lord, I need something else." And God said, "Yeah, I know you do." And he said, "Well, I'm childless. Give me a child." He said, "Yeah, I'm going to." But he said, "I'm going to give you one, but that ain't the one. That's not going to be the heir. I mean, I'm going to give you one that's going to be the heir that'll come out of you." I mean, what I'm trying to say, Isaac was born to Abraham. But son, in the lineage of Isaac, and from Isaac on down came one day that redeemed men from hell and give us a star to the sky and number. How many Abraham? God said, "Abraham, if you count them stars up there, that's how many youngins are going to be in your outfit." Amen. Boy, I tell you right now, that's a blessing to me. Amen. I want to tell you right now, there's more to this thing just being religious, fathering God, being a Hebrew, and doing some other things. There's got to be a child born in your heart. There's got to be a child in you. I mean, there's got to be somebody in you that'll cause this thing to be different. If you've never had that to happen to you, and you'll know it. You'll know it when you meet God, and God said, "I'm your shield and your buckler. I'm taking care of you." And yeah, but God, I ain't got everything you need. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know that. He said, "I need an heir. I'm childless." And there's a lot of folks in the Baptist churches and all the rest of the churches that's childless. They've never had the Son of God planted in their heart. They've never known the Lord Jesus Christ. They've never believed in the Son of God. They've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. They've never knew that they needed. He said, "I know I need a child. I know I need an heir." God said, "I'm going to give you one. The one you're looking for, but the one I'm giving you is going to be the heir of all things." Boy, isn't that something? That God let us have Jesus in our heart. And I mean, I don't care who it is, Jew or Gentile, it still takes Jesus to get you to heaven. And the Bible said, so Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. He believed God after he left his country. He believed God after he had left his country, after he left his kinfolks. He believed God after he had fought the battle for Lot down in Sodom and Gomorrah. He believed God after he'd come back and paid his tithes to Melchizedek. He believed God after that. That was afterwards that he said, "God, I still need something." Wouldn't it be good if some of these folks could find out that just being good and doing good ain't all of it? You got to believe in Jesus. Not by works. It ain't what you've done. It ain't what you've left. It ain't what you've given up. It ain't what you've done and where you're going. It ain't what you think you are. It ain't who you think you are. It's what God makes you after Jesus comes into your heart. And then old Abraham believed God. Boy, after that son, when God put that faith in him, you couldn't do nothing with it. You know what Abraham was doing? He's looking for a city. Son Abraham was looking for a city, but he found something better than a city. Son, you can look for every city. You can look for every good thing. You can leave everything you're doing and everything you are. You can leave your kin folks, bury your parents, and go on wherever you're going. Be everything that God wants you to be. Till you come to that point, you find out, I ain't got everything I need. But boy, let me tell you, when you tell God, but listen, I'm childless. Man, I'm glad I'm not tonight. I'm glad at the age of 15 and a half, I had a little child that came into my life. His name is Jesus. He's a babe of Bethlehem. He's a rose of Sharon. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright morning star. He's the great I am. He's the captain of my salvation. He's a man at the well. Brother, he's greater than Jacob. Great God, I'm glad that Jesus came into my heart and said he made a difference. And I didn't have to worry about who I left in. I didn't care about nothing else. All I wanted was him. If you never had that experience, if you have, okay. But if you haven't, you need it. It's not just some little religious act that you do. It's not just leaving some little something that you do. It's not just quitting something. It's not just working for God. But it's believing that Jesus Christ can take care of your sin question. So how many people going to hell from ever... all over this country, from every pew and bother, every church, there's somebody going to hell thinking, well, I think I'm good enough. I don't care how good you are. And you think, well, I'm not so bad. I don't care how bad you are. You can be the best man in town, still go to hell. Boy, I tell you, when Jesus comes in, you got it. I mean, when he comes in, takes over, you're not your own no more. You belong to him and he belongs to you. And you and him are doing business. Bible said what? Now Abraham in the flesh had found nothing. I mean, he's trying to find something to satisfy him in the flesh. Leaving his fleshly parents, leaving his country, leaving his homeland, all of that wasn't doing it. Paying his tithes wasn't doing it. Well, that's about the same thing that a fellow over there that Peter went to preach to, old Cornelius. He is a good man. He is a devout man. And I believe that's the one they said, well, he built us. He's been good to our nation. Lord God, if anybody ought to get saved, he ought to get saved. No, honey, that ain't got nothing to do with it. You can be good to everybody in the nation. And you can be good to the nation. And you can build everything you want to. You can do all the good things that you want to. But it's not works. It's by grace that you're saved through faith. It's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. It's not of works. And that little child comes in that can control you. Oh, there's a fellow by the name of Jesus. He had more impact when he was just a child than anybody else has ever had since that. Because those wise men came and said, where is he that is born King of the Jew? I mean, they come to looking for him. They said, we want to worship him. Can you see a little boy about probably a year old, something along there? I mean, he's in the house now. He wasn't in the stall. And them wise men came with all of their riches and goodness and gold and the rest of it. And they come over looking for a little baby. They're looking for a child. But they said he's king. I mean, they're looking for a little fella, but they said he's King of the Jews. Oh, Lord God. Ain't it wonderful when God reveals to you who Jesus is? I mean, them fellas coming from the east. I don't know where they come from. But, buddy, they knew a whole lot more than that crowd living over there at our feet living. They didn't. They knew a whole lot more than the king. Because the king didn't, first of all, he didn't know where he was supposed to be born. He didn't know nothing about God. He didn't know nothing about Israel. He didn't know nothing about what the Bible says. And this world's going to hell because they don't know nothing about what Jesus, who Jesus is, nor what he's done, what he come to do, nor why he's here. Boy, when you come to know that you need somebody besides what you've done, all your good works ain't nothing. Now you said, Abraham believed God. That's my text, chapter 3. I'll Romans 4. But what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God. That was accounted unto him for righteousness. I mean, God marked it down and said, oh, Abraham is sinless. Sinless. Say, I don't believe that. Well, he did. And then he said, besides that, I ain't going to write no more sin against him. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Thank God, when you believe Jesus, you accept Jesus, and he comes into your heart, all your sins are gone. And he said, I ain't a book in the more against you, never to be remembered against you. No, I won't book any against you. Impute means to book against you. But God ain't booking no sin against you. Oh, God, that ought to make everybody shout. That ought to make everybody run the aisle. Honey, to know that you're saved, if you are saved, that you're saved by the goodness and the grace of God and the mercy of the Lord. It's because that little child. You say, well, Jesus couldn't save me when he was a child. Son, he had more power when he was a child than all these big preachers has ever had in all their life put together. Son, he could have somebody to bow and worship him that had never seen him when he was just a baby. Because somehow or other, they saw his star in the east. And that's all they had. They didn't have no Bible. Bless God, they didn't have the King James Version. They didn't have no version. They just had a star. Ain't God good? I mean, and you know, Abraham didn't have no Sunday school lessons and Bible courses and degrees after his name. Great God, he just met God on the road. Over. God spoke to him. God just came down and spoke to him. And then he had a vision of the Word of God. I mean, God hadn't wrote nothing down yet. And old Abraham just walking around the world and all at once heard somebody talking to him. It's God. If God never talks to you, you'll never get saved. God has to convict you. The Holy Ghost has to tell you that you're a sinner. Now, don't you reckon that the Holy Ghost told little Abraham, you're childless. You need a child. Yeah, but he said, I'm going to give you one. Then I'm going to give you one that'll be an heir out of you. See, I mean, now I don't think you understand what I'm saying. But whether you understand it or not, maybe someday you'll catch on. Isaac was not my Savior. But out of Isaac came my Savior. Isaac was Abraham's son. But Jesus is God's son. But it came through that way. Ain't God good? Well, Abraham believed him. Over there in the 15th chapter and verse 6. And so he brought him forth. And brought and said, look now toward the heavens. And tell the stars if thou are able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. I'm going to give you a great number of people. I mean, that's how many folks are going to believe. That ain't everybody's going to get born, I don't guess. He said, that's who's going to believe. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldean to give unto thee the land to inherit it. But he said, I ain't what I brought you out of here for. I didn't just bring you out for land. My God, I'm glad that God just didn't bring us out of sin to give us some material things. I mean, I'm glad he brought me out to give me a place prepared. I hear him saying, we read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. Oh, thank God. That's what God gave us. I mean, Abraham got this land, but Lord, what a land we've got. I mean, well, Abraham got a land flowing with milk and honey, but look what we've got. I mean, the streets are gold and the walls are jasper. And great God, I mean, the river pure as a crystal, proceeding from the throne of God. On either side of the river is a tree of life, bearing 12 manner of fruit, and the fruit for the healing of the nation.
My Lord, children, I mean, we got all of that. And we got a mention in my Father's house. How many mentions? If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go and prepare a place, don't worry, I'll be back.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. I'm coming back. I'm going to receive you unto myself where I am. And you'll be also.
Amen.
Now that's where we're heading tonight. Amen. Well, you say, is the rapture going to come shortly? I don't know nothing about the rapture. I'll probably miss it. You know, if I live much longer, I'll be 75 in June, I'll be 80 in another 5 years. 10 years from then, I'll be 85. And 15 years from then, I'll be 90. And I'll surely be out of here by then. Rapture or no rapture, what does it matter to me? What's that got to do with it?
Amen.
I'll be out of here.
Amen.
I'm going to heaven. I've got a land that's fairer than day.
Amen.
And by faith, I can see it afar. And my Father waits over the way.
Amen.
Why, Lord, have mercy. And you think dying's awful. It's great.
Amen.
It is. So, I mean, Abraham, after all of these conversations, believed God. And I thought, you know, all the time that Abraham believed God in chapter 12. He did, I'm sure, to an extent. And I believe he believed God when he went down there to fight them battles. I think Abraham was a man of faith. I believe he believed that I could whip them fellows down there. And then they tried to pay him. He said, don't. Put your money back. Put your money in your pocket. I wouldn't take a shoestring lest you say you made Abraham rich. I want God to do it for me. Melchizedek paid his tithes to Melchizedek because he couldn't find none greater. You know what he done? Run upon God again. And he said, God, what else are you going to give me? What else do you need besides land? All of this world today, carnally thinking, we need land. You need the Son of God. Land is not what you need. You need Jesus. You can probably get all you need then. I mean, he can provide.
Amen.
He is your provider.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, he told Abraham, I'm your shield and your buckler, and I'm looking after you, and I'm taking care of you.
Amen.
Yeah, but I need something a little better than that. I mean, he said, I'm not just wanting something down here. How about giving me somewhere else that I can enjoy when I leave out of here?
Yeah.
Well, you think that Abraham ain't going to enjoy where he's going? Well, yeah, he's enjoying it now.
Amen.
He's already there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to paradise and stayed down there until Jesus come. And one day Jesus walked in on him down there. Said, all of you, get up. Everybody get up. We'll leave it out.
Amen.
Paradise was in the earth. Hell was right over there and paradise right over here. And now he just emptied up paradise, stuck them all up yonder. And you say, how do you know paradise up there? Because Paul said, I was in the paradise of God in the third heaven. So heaven's up yonder.
Amen.
And then hell's enlarged itself. There's a lot of space left down there. And paradise moved out.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.